This is The Daily. I'm Sam. And Greater Sydney and 24-Hour City probably aren't two things that you associate. But 12 months ago, the Committee for Sydney set up a commission on the nighttime economy in Greater Sydney. The report was released earlier this week and has some key recommendations for the New South Wales government to improve Greater Sydney's nighttime economy. I'm joined now by James Hume, Director of Advocacy for the Committee for Sydney, to discuss its report and how Sydney can reinvigorate itself. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Hi, good morning.
So, James, who are the Committee for Sydney? What's your role?
We're a advocacy body for the city as a whole, so we have members from across different sectors, both public and private sector, and really we want to just make Sydney the best city in the world to live and to work.
So what kind of people were involved in this commission on the nighttime economy?
Well, we thought it was really important to get a really broad range of views through this work. So we worked with everybody from some key government departments like the Planning and Transport Department to some of the big universities, the retailers like Centre Group, the Hotels Association, but also key arts and culture institutions, some of the big museums and galleries, and people like the Live Music Office, who are obviously really interested in having a vibrant music scene within Sydney.
So now, quite honestly, I can't think of Sydney as like could be any further from a 24-hour city right now. What's where did this idea to like try and push it towards this 24-hour city come from? Where's this drive originating?
There's definitely a perception that the nighttime offer could be improved in Sydney, and I think it's worth reflecting that Sydney does some nighttime activities really well. You will have seen this week the Vivid Festival details were announced, and I think things like that are some of the best nighttime activities you can get in any city in any world. But what we want to see is a greater diversity of nighttime offers. So it's not just about going to the pub. It's about having a broad range of food and drink offers, opening up cultural institutions so that you can go to museums and galleries at 9, 10 o'clock. It's also about retail. A lot of shops close down at around 6 o'clock, particularly in the CBD. And we want to see lots more late-night retail. And that's not just about the big shopping malls. It's about food markets. It's about smaller markets within laneways, the kind of thing that Melbourne does very well. And we just want to encourage different demographics to feel comfortable going out into the evening.
Now, I know one problem I personally experience all the time, even when there are things on late at night, say 10 or 11, is transport, as I can't really go a lot of places or stay out too long because it's very hard to get home. How important is late night public transport to this kind of vision of a 24-hour city?
It's absolutely central. I lived for many years in London, and you get used to the ability to get a late night train at midnight, 1 o'clock. It's now 24 hours over the weekends, and I think people need to have the knowledge that they can get in and out of areas safely and conveniently, and they're not going to be scrabbling around trying to find a taxi at 2 or 3 in the morning. So, making sure we've got the right transport options and making sure that we plan the city so that they're safe and convenient places for people to go out at night, that's really crucial.
Now, you mentioned that Sydney planning the city. Obviously, one of the big differences between Sydney and Melbourne is that Melbourne was much more of a planned city and therefore was kind of built with a lot of transport and so forth in mind. Is it actually feasible to make for Sydney into a kind of more planned arrangement and try and make it work as a 24-hour city?
It's definitely possible, and one of the things we talk about in the report is Sydney's undergoing a huge amount of change at the moment, and we're seeing the redevelopment of George Street, and soon we'll have a redevelopment of Circular Quay and of Central Station, and you go to somewhere like the Parramatta CBD, and that is changing at a phenomenal rate. We've got a great opportunity in doing that to make sure that we plan these places so that they're vibrant and accessible places to go, not just during the day, but at nighttime as well.
Now, one of the suggestions was for Greater Sydney to have a nighttime mayor to be responsible for the nighttime economy. Well, how would this help and how would it function?
Well, we looked at a number of international cities And places like Berlin and New York recently have adopted a sort of night czar, nightmare model. Really weird saying, there needs to be a coordinating force, whether you call it a nightmare or a minister for the nighttime economy, or you appoint a commissioner for the nighttime economy. Somebody needs to draw together all the different elements involved in the nighttime economy, whether that's police or councils or the cultural institutions. At the moment, we just feel that there's a lot of conversations going on, but there's nobody who's really pulling all those people together and giving a really strong vision for what the nighttime should be like in Sydney. So we think the government should look at having one person where the buck really stops at them, and that person needs to be accountable, you know, both to the community but also to the Premier as well. Mm-hmm. And we feel that it's worth reflecting on where the model's worked really well in other global cities.
Now that the report's been released, James, what are the actual next steps?
Well, we're really keen to try and obviously implement as many of the recommendations as possible. I mean, I should say a lot of the stuff we talk about in the report is not necessarily new. There's been some fantastic work done by people like the City of Sydney, Parramatta Council, some of the government departments, some of the universities. You know, this is not a new debate that we're having in Sydney. What we want to do is trying to connect together different sectors involved in the nighttime economy and encourage them to work more in partnership. Okay. So one area we're really keen to look at is perhaps using vacant spaces in empty buildings at night to activate them through cultural and arts programs. And that's just one way in which it can attract more people into the city and just make it a bit more vibrant at night.
All right. Well, James, it sounds like a very interesting plan. I hope that it goes really well. Thanks very much for joining us this morning to talk about it.
Thanks very much for your time.
That was James Hume, the Director of Advocacy at the Committee for Sydney, who have just released a report on Greater Sydney's nighttime economy, trying to aim towards a city more comparable to somewhere like Berlin or London, where art and culture and so forth can all go on at nighttime with safe and accessible transport.